Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where we explore a wide variety of topics, including the craft of songwriting with a man who needs no introduction in this field, Mr. Jeep White. Join us as we journey through the underground music scene with special guests and uncover the inspiration behind the lyrics. Without further ado, ladies and gents, Jeep White.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where you get to hear songs you've never heard by people you've never heard of, all with a connection to the Lowcountry. I'm your host, Jeep White, and I'm going to be bringing you the absolute best in local original underground music. I'll be talking about songwriting and the writers behind the songs and what I know about them. I'm going to start things rolling with a song I wrote called The Devil's Ride. And there's a story behind this song, and I feel compelled to tell you about it. Two things inspired me to write this. Many years ago, when I bought a motorcycle and rode it to my mom's house, the first thing she said was, "You're going to get killed on that thing." And I said, "Dear God, Mama, don't curse me. You know, make me get killed on it." And then the next thing she says, "Well, now, you know, that's the devil's ride." And I said, "Well, okay, you know, I tried to dodge the devil while I'm on it." Then the second part of my inspiration, which kind of keyed off the first part, my mom saying that, was there is this TV reality show called The Devil's Ride. Now, this show was supposed to be about an outlaw biker club called The Devils. And, you know, the camera crews were following people around, just like your regular reality show. But do you really think that you could do a reality show about outlaw bikers? Yeah, I don't think so. For a multitude of reasons, I don't think so. It was a terrible show. It was so bad that I couldn't turn away one Sunday afternoon when I came across it. I binge-watched about 5 episodes, and I don't think they did many more than that. It was a sad, sad state of affairs to try to do that. I couldn't believe that somebody invested time and money into this to make this biker club reality show. And even the guys on the show seem to have a hard time with it. So, you know, the one really standout thing that I noticed, though, from episode to episode was they didn't have a theme song. And, you know, if you've got a show like the Devil's Ride, you've got to have a theme song. So that very afternoon, I had to run an errand for my mother-in-law. And I jumped on my motorcycle and rode up to her house. It was about a 30-minute ride. And on the way up, I got inspired, and I was throwing all this stuff together in my head, and I did what I needed to do from her. And when I left there, I rode over to D.D. Pecker's, where they used to have a Sunday afternoon jam. And by the time I got to D.D. Pecker's, I had formulated the song in my head. And Ted McKee was the main figure there at the jam. And about the time I got there, I walked up onto the back deck where they were playing, and they just finished a song. And Ted looked up and saw me, and he goes, "Hey, Jeep, you want to do one?" And I said, "Well, yeah, but," I said, "I don't need to play." I said, "How about just give me a rockin' 1/4/5 out of E?" And Ted McKee and Kelly Welch and a couple of the other usual suspects hanging out there kicked it off, and The Devil's Ride was born. So here is my song, The Devil's Ride.
I sold my soul for a chrome-plated meteor. I sold my soul for a chrome-plated meteor. It goes like a rocket, and I love to hear that engine roar. On the devil's ride. On the devil's ride. On the devil's ride. On the devil's ride. giving it all to gas. I got my hand on the throttle and I'm giving it all to gas. If I had good sense, I wouldn't go so fast. On the devil's ride.
On the devil's ride.
On the devil's ride.
Devil's ride. It's better to have Jesus riding with you, though, than the devil. Cotton Blue is a hard-working low country band. I sat in with them recently, and I really love playing with Rob and Deb and hearing Rob's slide guitar and his harp work. They're both exceptionally good musicians and songwriters with a lengthy career. They've opened for Joe Bonamassa, a number of other people. Just really, really nice folks. Known them for a very, very, very long time. Very hardworking musicians. Here's a song about bad weather. The Storm off Cotton Blue's South Carolina Yard Dog record.
Thank you.
before the storm. And all of a sudden everything hits so hard, you might wish you was never born, never born. Winds are blowing hard, the sky is gray. Yeah, the winds are blowing hard, yeah, the sky's gray. Sun coming down, the storm's on its way.
First group that I discovered is not the right word. I mean, I didn't discover them. I came across them when I came to Charleston was the Blue Wave Trio. And I got to tell you, what an amazing group of musicians. They were fronted by Frank Carlier, who I actually took some guitar lessons off of Frank, a great, great musician. And a hillbilly, as am I. So he and I naturally hit it off when we first got together and started talking about our roots and all. I really, really, really liked Frank. Very, very, very talented guy. And to show you their musicianship, this is Pierce's Poke Platter, Please, off of the Blue Wave Trio, Nightbreed.
Thank you.
care what anybody says, that right there is some fine, fine stuff. Amazing picking. A gentleman reached out to me recently after hearing the show and sent me a song. Please send me your music. I want to hear new stuff. I want to know what you got. You can email me at outlawairwaves@jeepwhite.com, or you can go to Outlaw Writers on Facebook and message me, just like this guy did. I want to hear new music. Send me your stuff. Originally from Charleston, Jordan Miller now lives down in Baxley, Georgia. I think he spent some time in Nashville. And really a very talented guy. I don't know much about him, but he sent me this song, and I was kind of blown away by it. It is very, very Bob Dylan sounding. And if you were hearing this song and you didn't know, you'd swear that it was a Dylan tune. So here is Jordan Miller with 369 Blues.
Now I went down to the corner store, had to go down there to get a little more. Said she don't come back till 10, but I don't know if I'd see her again. I said to myself, there's something gotta be going on around here. So I've been thinking, I've been fine, out in the world with the cordless line. Never really know if I need to stay. I can't even go to take away the pain, is what I said. Don't believe that I've been fed. Give another soul a try. Don't believe you're gonna die. Just leave yourself at home. Put on your coat and go and play a role. Now I've been wrong and I've been right. Sometimes I think that I've been blind. Never really know if I needed you, but I had nobody, what could I do? Thinking to myself at times, there's another way to life. Hard to know if I survive, but I think that I'll be just fine. That's what I said, though I knew I was wrong inside my head. Can't believe every word you say, and what I know is where I stay. I'm leaning on that guiding light, knowing that I'll be someone in time. You've been out, you've been going in circles like a roundabout. I got a shoulder you can rest your head if you use your figure for my work instead. You won't have to wait in any line. Drink my wine and you'll feel real fine. I'll give you your better days. I'll give go and take away all of your mortal pain. That's what he plainly did explain. But I knew it was a trick. I knew it was the devil's fix. He tried to take my soul, but I told him, no, you can't have no control. Cause I can't get the old line broke. Don't you let the monkey choke. 369, then I'll drink my wine. Then I'm gonna chew the bag right off the streetcar line. Well, I've been running so long. I don't even know where's the end of this song. I've been gunning, and you know it's true. And I'm gonna be a coming right out to you. I'll make you forget your name. Make them think you've gone insane. Can't beat me at my own game. You can do your best, but you'll never be the one who got away. You're lost inside my field of play. Don't matter how hard you try, you surely will die. Wicked game that I like to call life.
I love getting and discovering stuff like this. I mean, this is just so cool. Good job, Jordan. Keep it coming, man. Keep it coming. When you and I talked on the phone, you told me that you had some more stuff coming out. I want to be the first to get my hands on it. Please. Great job. This is Jeep White with Outlaw Songwriters on WVFF 97.7 FM on your radio dial. Don't go away. We'll be right back.